Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I'm super excited to have a great guest today. His name is Andy Crestedina, and he works at Orbit Media in Chicago, and he's an author and just full of a ton of knowledge. Hey, Andy, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. Thanks for coming on. So I wanted to get your backstory. Tell me a little bit about how you got to be where you're at. I mean, did you always be an expert media marketer, or did you go through some other stuff?
No, I'm that generation of marketers that's kind of self-taught, because in college at the time, this is like the early to mid-90s, there weren't really classes on this stuff. Like, the internet was new. So I don't have an MBA, don't have a marketing degree, but it was just really passionate about interactive. And so when we started building websites in January of 2000, learned right away that it wasn't enough to just build a website. And So I remember the day like it was like it just happened. Like, I woke up in the morning and realized, wow, I have to understand how search engines work. I have to understand how to measure results. And so just basically as a practitioner for the last 15 years, have just done lots and lots, spent lots of hours in the trenches doing work with search optimization, email marketing. The last 8 years or so, lots of blogging, social media, content marketing, but plenty of analytics in that time. Lots and lots of analytics time.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of the things that I consider the cornerstones of online marketing. I mean, I call the three-headed monster: a great website that's customer-focused, analytics and measurement, and then having great content to drive people back to it. So Today's topic, we're talking about analytics. And so give the audience just kind of a broad brush overview of what Google Analytics is.
Mm-hmm. Analytics is the tool through which you measure the success or failures of all of your activity, as well as everything that your audience is doing on your website. So if your website was a car, this would be the dashboard. It's simply the way to, it's the data that helps us make better decisions.
The question I get a lot is from people is like, okay, there's Google Analytics. I mean, why do I use that instead of just the stats that come off my website?
Mm-hmm. That's actually a perfectly reasonable question. It shouldn't be just a foregone conclusion that Google wins every battle that they fight. they're dominant, and it's the majority of websites that use analytics. The main reason is that it's just very powerful and very free. So it doesn't cost anything, so almost everyone has it set up. But there are other tools for analytics. I am not that familiar with them. Omniture is the big one that is kind of the complete package. And then there are lots of little tools that we can use to augment the reports we get in analytics, things like heat map tools like Crazy Egg or Hotjar, screen recording tools that will show you specifically what a sample of your visitors did and where they moved their mouse, like Tea Leaf or Lucky Orange. There's lots of other tools that are kind of niche players in analytics, but not even close to the level of detail that you get at no cost. So it's just, it's not a surprise that it's really one, and it's just hard to imagine doing any marketing without it.
Mm-hmm. So who should be using it and why?
Really, it's for everybody. I meet people all the time who have it delegated out, or there's a different department that has it, or you know, they have to wait for that report to get emailed them once a month from Atlanta. It's like very strange that not everyone can use it themselves. It's important for anyone who has either taken an action in marketing and wants to see if it was successful or not, or they have an idea they think they might take an action and they want to kind of vet the idea to see if it's a good one. So it's for anybody who's doing anything in content or in advertising. It's just a something that we can all be hands-on with. It's not a mystery. It's fine for even people who hate math. It's not. It shouldn't be as scary as it seems. And I think I have finally concluded the reason why people don't like it or tend to shy away from it. If you just use it as a reporting tool and you just jump in and look at the reports and don't feel like you got any smarter, then eventually you sort of feel like, oh, I'm not really, you know, I don't really know how to use analytics. But it's the people who use it in a practical way to support decisions people who actually go in there to ask a question and find an answer that gradually build up their skills, build up their confidence with analytics. Those are the ones who get the best results in the long run.
So let's say we got analytics set up. What are some of the key things that people should be looking at, you know, inside of their analytics? What kind of things are giving us the best indicators of what's happening?
Well, the two bottom line numbers that matter to all of us and that really determine together, combine to determine the success rate of any marketing efforts are the total visits and the conversion rates. So the number of people who come to a website, that's your total visits, and there's, you know, they're from different sources, and they're of different quality, they have different characteristics, and we can see all of the details there. The conversion rates is the percentage of those people who take an action. The two most important actions are either going to be leads for lead generation sites and sales for e-commerce sites. The secondary actions we measure, the rate of people who do these other things, are things like newsletter subscribers, event registrants, job candidates, and many, many other types of conversions. But it's that first number times the second number that equals success. So it's, if you break it down and just take a look at it that simply and start with a big high-level view, then you can very quickly see if you've got a problem with traffic or a problem with conversions. As Barry Feldman puts it, you know, if the website is the mousetrap, the content's the cheese. It's the marketer that drives the traffic. It's the web designer that maximizes the conversion rate.
Mm-hmm. So when we're looking at conversions, what are we trying to set up there? I mean, are we looking at a single page and that people have gotten to that page and stayed on the page, or what does a conversion look like?
So analytics is really kind of it's sort of a hack the way it works. It's really impressive, but it's not, it has some blind spots because really all it is JavaScript on pages. So analytics really only knows without special programming and setup when people go from one page to another. So a conversion is when someone makes it, you know, takes a successful action, such as becoming a lead or becoming a newsletter subscriber. You know, they're filling out a form for the most part. And those actions take the visitor to a thank you page when they click submit or click buy, you know, or click subscribe. So what the goals are, classically, the goals in analytics are destinations, which are thank you pages. So a few things about that. One is the usability and the labeling of navigation and the you know, use of evidence and testimonials, and everything should be designed to guide people toward that ultimate thank you page, which is where the website owner, you know, is getting ROI. But secondly, you should be careful about the project itself. Web design, you can't, you know, you shouldn't build a website where there's a thank you message instead of a thank you page. It's all based on URL. So if the address bar doesn't change, you really aren't going to get the analytics or the outcome or the results. You won't be able to measure the conversion rate, the percentage of people who took that action. So there are special ways to program around it using something fancy called event tracking. But put simply, a conversion is when someone makes it to the thank you page, which means they met their own goals and met the goals of the business.
Awesome. Great explanation. That helped a lot. So what are some of the opportunities that people are missing? You know, let's say they've set up, obviously conversions are one, but they've set it up. Where are people not looking inside of analytics that they could be getting better data? Because a lot of times people just look at the overview and say, okay, I had this many visitors, this many unique visitors, this is my bounce rate, this is my length on page and number of pages seen, and they see that and say, okay, you know, it's better than last month, let's move on.
Right. Or it's worse than last month and I'm sad.
Right.
And this is my theme for the year, and I rant about this. That's not really analysis, right? People look at it. What you just described is the most common way to use analytics, but it doesn't actually change marketing outcomes because that's just reporting. And reporting doesn't affect your marketing. Only actions do. So what a lot of people do is they just look at charts and they smile and frown, and then they go on and, you know, answer more emails, like, or whatever they do during the day. So really the difference between good and great is people who actually ask analytics a question and find an answer and then make a decision. So here's an example of a classic missed opportunity for a lot of people. There's a report in analytics under the audience section called User Flow. User Flow shows you, it's a report that mashes up a lot of data, and traffic data and conversion data, because it shows you where people move through your website. Every page is like a green box, and the drop-offs on that page are a red line. If you click on any page there, maybe one of the second or third interaction pages in this flow, and click on highlight traffic through that, do it for one of the bigger boxes, in other words, one of the more popular pages, you can quickly see what the most popular path is through your website. Every website has a top path, but not every website owner knows what the most popular path is through their site. Now, when you know what the top path is, you can begin to think of your website as like a town or a city, and it has highways flowing through it, and it has little side streets, then it has tiny back alleys. If you know that the most common path is from page A to B to C, you know that's where to put your most compelling content. That's where to put that video testimonial for that powerful call to action or the evidence of legitimacy. You know, if you're going to work on one page today, why not work on one of the pages that is in that top path? Because that's the page that's going to get much, much more traction for you. You're going to get much more visibility for whatever tiny improvement you made. So there's too many people putting billboards on the back roads. You know, they say they got their, you know, the best content isn't their best foot forward. They might be have like an amazing video testimonial on some deep, deep interior page that no one visits. One of the conclusions from this is that you should not have a testimonials page at all. People don't go to those pages. You should take the testimonials out of that page and put them on every page, or best of all, put them on the pages that are part of that top path. This is a way to get a much higher conversion rate by making sure that your strongest content is in that main flow, that highway of traffic flowing through your website.
Great advice, man. This is all wonderful, wonderful stuff. I really appreciate you coming on. So now you have a book that you just finished, and can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So this is actually a case study on repurposing content. So there's so much stuff that we've all shared over the years with our listeners and our audience, and you know, how do you make that stuff visible? It's basically, and I know from analytics, these are the most valuable things that I've ever published. About half the book is just my top advice, many of the things we've talked about today. It's in Content Chemistry, that's the name of the book, which borrows its title from a post I did about the periodic table of content, which was very successful and people loved it. But the book is, it's the illustrated handbook to content marketing. So it's just filled with pictures, it's full color, it's got charts and graphs and tips on every page. Probably maybe 120 pages, but almost better for bathroom reading. You can scan through it, or it's a guide you can keep next to your computer. it's on Amazon, but I worry that people are finding the older edition. There's a new edition. Best way to find it, you and I have just made a bit.ly link. I think it's bit.ly.com/contentchem, C-H-E-M. So, yeah, all my best advice is there.
Awesome. Well, I hope people check that out, because and you had some great advice on analytics just in this podcast. So if people wanted to get a hold of you, Andy, what's the best way for them to do that?
Orbit Media Studio, or orbitmedia.com/blog is where, like I said, I publish there once every 2 weeks. You can find me in the comments there. You can find me on LinkedIn. Of course, I'm very active there. You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is my last name, @CrestoDina, like it sounds. You can, it's 773-353-8301. You can call me up. I'm very easy to reach. Yeah. Call me, write to me. Andy@orbitmedia.com is my email. I'm online all day, every day. And my goal in life is to help people get better results from web. So, questions or, offers to collaborate, anything at all, I'm happy to help.
Well, you've shown that by coming on the show, man, and I greatly appreciate it. And I know my audience is going to get a lot out of this, because believe me, I work with a lot of people that just look and say, oh, I got more traffic, or oh, I got less traffic. there's so much more to it. So, man, this has been fabulous. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
My pleasure, Brian. Thanks for having me. This was great.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.